And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. That's right, anywhere in the world. You're in Zanzibar. You're sitting in a table drinking a little Turkish coffee, where you probably shouldn't be because the Turkish coffee in Zanzibar really isn't that good. We're joined by Bad Bob.
What a beautiful morning.
It is. You might have the tea in Zanzibar. It's much better. Get a little lump of that brown sugar in it. Hopefully he hasn't carried it to your table in his mouth. But speaking of love, my sweetheart's right here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Top of the morning to everybody. It's 7:06 in the morning, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a forecast here. Today, it's a 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m., patchy frost before 8 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 55. North-northwest wind at 7 miles per hour becoming south. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 10, mostly cloudy with a low of around 36. South wind between 3 and 6 miles an hour. So you've got the big thing is chance of showers with a high of 55. Could you believe the deluge of rain that came out yesterday? I went shopping. It was up at the top there. What is the place? Holiday. I want to say Tops, but Holiday. And it was just, you know, how this is the time of year when weather comes and goes quickly. I mean, when I came out with my groceries, it was raining hard, but it felt like it was snow. It was a cold, cold rain, and you could see it. So it felt like it was snow there, so I wonder how much it snowed around town.
I know. They did say it was coming down to the lowest elevations. Interesting show today. We're going to have a spotlight on business, one of our small businesses here, and then we're going to have Missy Patton and Jason Lake as our young entrepreneurs of Reading. That'll start at 8 o'clock. As we, if you're just tuning in today, we have two segments, and our first segment is a lot of things that happen around town and the nation, and then our second segment we usually have a guest on, and we talk. The guests will range from politicians to businessmen, businesswomen, events that are going on. But this week we wanted to have a series of eight people that in their 20s and 30s that have either been raised in Reading and stayed here or born in Reading, left, and then came back, and started businesses. And as you know, we're somewhat in the doldrums in economic times. And with that in mind, we decided it'd be a good idea to have people, our younger generation, tell us what they think is going on, tell us what's wrong with the business climate, if anything, or two, and how they would fix that. And yesterday's show with Ryan Denham and Katrina Aliante was really good. And they talked a lot about if they were king, the things they could change, king and queen, the things they would change. It was really interesting. So we're planning on doing that again today. But before we get to that, we've got a number of little items we're going to be talking about after the break. Now, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
This was his old chair. The one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, ThetaSpirit.com.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can write to us if you don't want to call in, as many people have, to Linda at KCNR1460.com. That's Linda at KCNR1460.com, and you can listen to a stream just by going to the website of KCNR1460.com.
A couple of announcements. Okay, you've read about it. Conor McPherson's The Weir, which is going to be taking place the 12th and 13th this weekend, and it's already been getting rave reviews. Five shows only started and opened last week. It's in the old schoolhouse in Old Shasta, and if you call us at 605-4567, we have two complimentary passes. That's this weekend. And there's also a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. That's the at the old schoolhouse in Old Shasta. We love our local theater. Two complimentary passes to The Weir. So come by and get those. Also this weekend, oh my gosh, it's the 31st annual Festa Italiana, featuring a funny guy, Jeff Applebaum. And they're going to be presenting Italian of the Year. If you've never been to this party, it's at $40. And it is great food. Pretty much all you can eat and drink.
Great entertainment. It is everything you can eat and drink.
Once you walk through that door,
you are taken care of.
You're taken care of. That's what we can say. You can dance all night. Great time to have playtime with your friends. And I mean dance all night. And enjoy good food, good wine, and celebrating our great Italian friends here in town. Yeah. What do you got going on there?
Well, you know, I'm looking at it. Something's happening that it's... If you just are paying attention to what's happening in politics around here in California and in the nation, there are some changes going on. It appears that these changes, however, as remarkable as they are, that the Republicans and the Democrats just don't get it. The voters are deserting the state's Republican Party in droves, but most of them aren't going to the Democratic Party. In fact, they're leaving the Democratic Party, too, and they're declaring their independence and becoming an entirely new force capable of changing elections one way in a particular year and reversing that field the next year. It shows that what independents can do. The during the December of 08, the large majority of the declined state voters swung Democratic, as we know. and they handed the presidency to Barack Obama. But then that same category of voters in Massachusetts 2 months ago gave Republican Scott Brown the Senate seat that was held for more than 50 years by John and Edward Kennedy. And so what does this mean? It means that people have stopped identifying themselves with a particular party. And there's probably a reason for this, is their party is letting them down. Their party is gotten us into a morass of economic woes and can't get us out. Think of this, $20 billion in a hole here in California, if not more. They can't pass budgets. They continually pile on more laws and fees than are required. They constantly give in to unions, and now which is unsustainable. The unions. We're only making an average of $13,000 or $14,000 a year. Well, even you go back 30 years, and people worked for 30 years before that. It was low, but in the last 10 years, what would you say? But in any case, it's not sustainable. So people are seeing that. So people are going, they're saying, you know what? You know, the Republicans and the Democrats have done this. And they don't, and I do not identify with them. I do not support what they're saying. We've had over 600,000 people in the state that have said they declined to state their parties over the last 4 years, rising to just over 20% of the voters. Now, 20% of the voters could be a real swing if the parties would just realize that. But they don't like it. The parties don't believe it and think that they can continue to do business as usual, which leads into the next part here. There was an article about a woman that lived in San Francisco, and she had conservative views, but she always kept them quiet. But one day, enough was enough, and she decided to join a little group on tax day, and it was called the Tea Party. And it started after financial reporter Rick Santelli had just blasted Obama's administration. And what she said was, there's something going on. There's something wrong here. She was 40. She was a real estate agent. And so her focus was fiscal discipline, aimed not just at the $75 billion mortgage bailout, but also the $787 billion stimulus package and the new budget. Now, she is somebody from San Francisco. She was conservative. But she also felt like enough was enough. And you hear comments. And it used to be, of course, the inane comments about the Tea Party people. The Tea Party people are, they would call them teabaggers in a very mocking, somewhat obscene way. And this was what the, CNBC, Pelosi, Oberman and all of his little cronies. This was a movement to be dismissed. Well, what ended up happening was it became a movement that had to be reckoned with. They show up at meetings. They care. And if on the Reddit search like today, they were talking, somebody talked about the Tea Party. And, of course, that brought out like 200 comments. And it probably should. The fact is that the Tea Party people, and I can't tell you what their numbers are. I mean, I've gone by just to see what the kind of see what kind of meetings they've had a couple of times, and then I usually leave before it's over. In fact, I've left every time before it's over. But what I love to see is 300 or 400 people there that are making a statement, that want to make a statement, that break down into groups and talk about economics. They talk about politics. They talk about survival if there's a terrible catastrophe. I mean, to me, that's American. To put them down, to cascade them, to call them names is wrong. You can do it, but you're overlooking the most important part of this. You may not agree with them, But they are having an impact on politics. And some people are in there and they whine about it. Oh, you know, these, they don't speak for me. They don't speak for me because they show up, you know, the city council's working for them. No, the city council's not working for them. The city council works for the people of this city. And if a number of people show up that have an opinion, then the city council should look at what they're saying, should take into account what they're saying, and not ignore it. So how do you counteract that, you people that don't believe in tea parties? Yeah, come on out, and you come to meetings. You get organized. Will you? I don't know. Most of you love sitting behind that little computer and going for it. And the Tea Party people have kind of put their mouths where their fingers were, and they're out there doing things. Let's go to the phones. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? You're on KCNR.
Well, doing great.
Super.
We have a fun event tonight.
It's okay. Tonight. Tell us about it, Virginia.
Tonight we have the Second Tuesdays Club at Chevy's, which is a fundraiser for Haven Humane Society. We're trying to help the animals every which way we can. It's a perfect time for the public to come out and have some dinner and have their money count for Haven Humane at the same time.
And I understand a lot of this money is donated back to Haven Humane. Is that correct?
Absolutely it is. The restaurants will give us back anywhere from 15 to 25%, depending on the restaurant. And it goes straight to the animal shelter.
Okay.
It's kind of a club, but it's not your typical club.
Now, this is always on the first Tuesday, right?
Yeah, second Tuesday.
Or second Tuesday, I'm sorry.
Second Tuesday. And bring your friends and family and enjoy an evening with no dues, no fines, no speeches, no work projects, and no Robert's Rules.
Are you allowed to tell us, give us the name of some of the restaurants?
Tonight we're doing Chevy's. On Hilltop Drive.
Okay.
It's right there, right on the corner of, right where the Gottschalks used to be there.
Okay, all right.
Right out in front by
beginning at what time?
At 5 o'clock. It'll go from 5 to about 9.
All right.
Do you have to say anything like, I'm with Haven Humane?
Actually, you need to pick up a coupon. They are counting coupons, so you will need a coupon, and you can obtain that by going to Haven Humane, www.havenhumane.net, and we have coupons there. We also have coupons down at the shelter at 7449 Eastside Road in Reading. Come on down and pick up coupon here. And Chevy's may have some coupons there, too.
Is that a discount they give you when you go
and
eat?
That sort of counts to let them know that you're with us, and
okay,
that coupon will go with your meal ticket, and that money will count.
Okay,
and
great.
Then we'll get a percentage of that. That's how it works.
Huh. Well,
we have the whole year filled up.
Oh, yeah. What are some of the other places?
Well, next month in April, we have Applebee's. In May, we have Market Street Steakhouse. In June, we have Tapas, then we have Pio Loco and Nello's, the Post Office Saloon, Moonstone Bistro, Chelsea's on the River, and we just got the Cottonwood Eatery, signed up for December.
Excellent.
We've got some fabulous places, lots of choices, different selection of foods.
Well, do call in, Virginia, when you're ready for your, each time that you get ready for your, now what's the name of the event exactly?
The name of the event is the Second Tuesday Club.
Okay.
And it's the second Tuesday of every month, of each month, just that one Tuesday a month. So if you come down to the shelter, we also have a little schedule, a little pamphlet you can take with you that has all of the listings of all the restaurants.
Great, Virginia. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. And you know how we feel about the Haven Humane. And,
you guys love us, and we love you.
All right. You have a very successful evening, and we encourage all our listeners to get out tonight, go have dinner at Chevy's, and get that certificate.
Get a great dinner, and know that part of that money is going to a good cause.
Yeah, it's going to a good cause. I mean, you get to eat out, and, you know, what better way to be part of a club is to eat out and help the animals at the same time.
And not have any rules. We like that.
No rules.
Yeah, no rules. Okay, Virginia.
Yeah, we like that.
All right, Virginia, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much, you guys.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to catch up on our break here. This is Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, clearly news talk radio.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Welcome back, Redding. 7:26 in the morning. Can you believe it's March 9th? 605-4567. We are taking your calls. Or Linda at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. That's like I agree with what Carl was saying. I've always said for the past 30 years, if you could get people that don't vote just to vote independent, things might change. And it looks like things might start to be changing.
Well, I think that what is going to have to happen is that the parties are going to have to take a look at these independent voters. People have just had it. And, you know, it's they are rebelling, as they should. It's no more business as usual. You know, people say, oh, but if you independent people, you could give the vote, you know, you could give the election away. Well, I don't think so. You know, the fact is that only thing that the two parties have to do is take a look at what the people want. People want fiscal responsibility. The people want jobs. The people want the borders closed, and they want to be able to have health care, not completely revamped, costing us trillions of dollars, but health care that works. And if they can't get that, if our politicians can't get that, they need to be removed.
Right, and we're just tired of all the lying going on, too.
Oh, yeah, and that. If they want to have... Yeah, well, that, you know, the line, you know, yeah, that.
These politicians going in there broke and coming out millionaires.
Amazing.
You know,
I think
at our expense, you know.
I'd love to see a study on that one that shows, you know, that takes an average politician that starts and 20 years later, see what they were worth when they started and see what they're worth 20 years later or even 12 years or even 6 years to see how much money they've accumulated in that time. I'm not saying they're crooks, but, you know. Just sometimes people get really lucky after they get elected into the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate.
Yeah. And maybe explain to me why Sarah Palin is villainized for quitting being a governor, but it's okay for a senator to quit being a senator to be president.
Well, the difference on that is that he was still holding the senator seat, and then he was elected to president.
Still being a senator.
And no, he was running, but then the difference is that Palin quit her job, even though that she didn't have to. She was not elected to anything else. So, but I, you know, it's whether you agree, you know, it's whether you agree with her reasoning or not that it had been at this point the her effectiveness had been somewhat limited. Hey, Bob, we got to run. We got to do our news break here. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, it's Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We'll join you after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio, clearly news talk radio.
It's been a whopper of a bad winter, and Burger King blames all the snowstorms for a drop-off of business. Sales down more than 8% in January and February. Quarterly profits down 27% at Kroger's as the grocery and gas station chain makes good on a discount gas promotion. Jetliner fumes. The big airlines are unhappy about new federal rules that impose penalties if flights are delayed more than 3 hours. Continental Airlines says the delays are often caused by an air traffic control system that it calls outdated. Continental says it will cancel flights rather than risk fines. Meantime, Delta and JetBlue are asking for a waiver of the new rule during the ongoing runway repairs at New York's JFK Airport. And it was 1 year ago today that the Dow hit its recession low. Since then, stocks are up more than 60%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
Tuna melt and fries.
Good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, 1 second I'm having a smoke taken into view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Welcome back now, Free Fire Radio.
Perfect
KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, there's just a lot of things going on in the world today. One of them, the Supreme Court is going to make a decision on, or they're taking under consideration, the law case where a father, a grieving father of a Marine that was killed in combat, the funeral was protested by a group out of, I think it's Iowa, that group, that Westwood Church, or that group of crazy people. And they are crazy and they're nasty. They came and they protested his funeral. And they put things up there. They put signs up there like, thank God for dead soldiers. And so the Supreme Court is meeting to consider whether the protester's message, no matter how provocative or upsetting, is protected by the First Amendment or limited by the competing privacy and religious rights of the mourners. Now, this is a group that's been out here a couple of times.
This is why the Patriot Guard was formed.
Absolutely.
Where were they?
This group this group out of Iowa or Kansas someplace. I think there's only like 80 of them, and I think most of them are interbred.
Well, I see them on the other side there.
Yeah, well, no, they are. It's like a father started out, and his daughter, who's a lawyer, is playing a big part in that. And if you take a look at them, they do look inbred. And they come to these, and they protest. And let me give you an example of it, is when the firefighters who were killed in that horrible helicopter crash, and in their service, here comes the people from this church. And there was about six of them, and they were holding up that, the firefighters are burning in hell. And then we're glad they're dead, and other things like this. Well, the Patriot Guard wrote out there, a number of Patriot Guard writers, which, by the way, as Linda said, that's why the Patriot Guard started, was when, after these first protests, some veterans got together and rode two of them with flags and their own banners that said that they wanted to protest the protesters. The things that they were, they wanted to do was get between the church that was saying things and put out the, and put the flags in between them. This is what the Patriot Guard writers started as.
Well, when I was doing the news over at the other station, we would get daily faxes from this bunch out of Topeka, Kansas, and it made me just sick to go to the fax machine to read the stuff that we couldn't even put on the air.
Yeah,
it was so vile. And the fact that there are people like that sharing the planet with me, just, bleh.
Well, here's the thing is, people will say that they have the rights. Did you say there's another station in town? I didn't hear that. Anyway.
What makes me think, this is where that little twisty part of, I think, every human being, but for me, it's almost like, oops, sorry, my foot went off the gas pedal. Where's Toyota when you need it? Where's the Toyota malfunction of the gas pedal when you need it? Oops, sorry, just ran over five of you of the family members, sorry.
Yeah, well,
Sue Toyota.
People think that I'm somewhat ruthless. You've seen nothing with Linda Bott here. She, you don't even want to know what she wants to do with Bernie Madoff. But this group right here, they've, and here's the other part, too, is they use this to make money. Yes, they use it to get donations for their little church. And I use the term church. I'm not going to use the term church anymore. I don't care what kind of religious organization it is. To say that your place of worship is there to castigate and hate people, then it's no longer a church. Now it becomes a meeting place for would-be terrorists. And that's what these people are. They terrorize the families of those fallen veterans or those fallen first responders. They terrorize them. And so what do they have a right to protest? Well, the question is, yes, under the First Amendment, of course they have rights to protest, but when it becomes the part where it interferes with a funeral, at what point do their rights end and the family's rights begin? Now, you can protest, but it's got to be 500 yards away or 300 yards away. And I tell you, the three protests that I've seen that they've been here, two of them had more sheriff's deputies surrounding them than they had protesters. And in the last one, they were on the side of a road away from the firefighters. And in fact, with all the Patriot Guards that were riding that day, I doubt if you could see them. Could you hear them? They tried to get out bullhorns. Some guy came by and tried to rip up a sign, which is wrong, because then they started squealing, and I used the term squealing appropriately for some of these people. They started squealing for the police to come down and save them, and the sheriff went over and said, knock it off. And then they wanted the guy arrested, and the sheriff put him in a car, another car, and told him to drive away, which he did. Bottom line is this. This is a tough decision. At what point does your ability to protest end with another citizen's rights for privacy? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, Clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Good morning, Reading. 7:44 in the morning. You're listening to Carla Lindebach here on KCNR, Clearly News Talk Radio. It's the 9th of March. We're taking your emails, KCNR. Email us at linda at kcnr1460.com. Today, let's talk about the weather. It's been moody, but we don't mind. We love it. 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m. today. Patchy frost before 8 a.m. Otherwise, increasing clouds with a high near 55. North-northwest wind at 7 miles per hour becoming south. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 10. Mostly cloudy with low around 36. South wind between 3 and 6 miles per hour. And so, basically, chance of showers with a high of 55. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, April 15th is a day that most people have locked in their minds because we think about taxes. But there's a lot of stuff happening on April 15th. One up in Salmo Vineyards, which is Showshine Wine and Dine. It's going to be a really big, blasty day with some surprise guest celebrities. There's going to be food that day, and 50 cars will be on display. It's kind of what we all want to do and be out there and take part of this before the big rush into the cool April nights. But so, you know, it's the happening thing out in Anselmo Vineyard starting at 11 o'clock on April 15th. So that's a Thursday. You might want to mark your calendars, take some time off, and go out there and play for a while. Celebrate the fact your taxes are done.
That I liked it. Pay your taxes early and take care of a family that's here illegally. Anyway, we're having, well, you know, that's what a lot of it goes to. Linda's looking at me like, oh, what do you mean? Well, that's what happens. You pay your taxes. And in many cases, they go to people that are here illegally. Or they're going there to make sure they have medical care and educational care. And
I don't know. I guess I was just like, oh, and we could do this. It was so positive. And then all of a sudden, in came the poop.
Well, no, it's the truth. And that's unfortunate, is that people forget the truth. And they, what they want to do is they want to have the feeling is that, oh, gosh, it's all great. And then I look at a $40 billion bill and my grandkids already have a $38,000 debt to the government. That's not cool. Now, that day, April 15th, and that Show and Shine out at Anselmo's is going to be great. We're going to be
Showshine Wine and Dine.
Yeah, we're going to be out there. And we're going to take the Harley out there. It's going to be a great day. Now, there's something happening tonight. This is kind of big. We've talked about it before. This is a meeting for the Shasta board, school board. And they're going to talk about doing away with that junior NROTC program.
Ooh.
At Enterprise. Now, this is a great program, my friends. You know, it's the only one in town. They've done away with one of the instructors because of cost measures. But they want to do away with the other one. This means doing away with the entire program. Once you do away with the program, it's very difficult to get it back in town. So parents and people involved, they need to get into this. And the way you do this is you can write a letter to the president of the board of trustees. You can send an email to all the board members, or you can show up tonight.
Where?
At the board meeting room, the Shasta Learning Center, West Entrance, 2200 Eureka Way in Reading.
What time?
It starts at, you need to be there by 6:20. So you show up at 6:20 to the board meeting room for the Shasta Learning Center, 2200 Eureka Way in Reading, and let them know is that we need to keep a junior ROTC program here. What other program in school teaches leadership, teaches the values that you learn, integrity, judgment, physical courage, teaches these to our students? You know, in San Francisco, just this is something you have to know. San Francisco tried, they voted to do away with the ROTC programs there, the junior ROTC programs. The parents rebelled and said, fine, what are you going to have that takes the place of the physical fitness, of the leadership that's given them, of just the value of a mentor that tells them of the right and wrong ways of living life? And they could not come up with anything else, and the ROTCs, the junior ROTCs, were voted back into the San Francisco districts, school districts. So this is what you have to do. Tonight, by 6:20, be at the board meeting at the Shasta Learning Center, West Entrance at 2200 Eureka Way, Reading. So make a difference tonight. Let them know we need to keep this. We need to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. so much more than just a great tobacco shop.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services, including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for them?
Listen every Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can announce your yard sale, garage sale, or event. So give us a call at 605-4567. Sponsored by AmsOil, Bibles, Books, and More, Leslie's Good Health Massage, and Essex Heating and Air.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Yeah. It's Tuesday. I think probably got past the Monday doldrums this morning. It's Tuesday. Good morning. 7:52. This is Linda Bott and Carl Bott. And Bob Belongi's over there being our master engineer. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have our young entrepreneurs. This whole week, we're highlighting our young entrepreneurs. Missy Patton and Jason Lake will be in a moment. The Northern California Veterans Museum would like to invite you to the Redding City Council meeting on March 16th, 6 p.m. in the Redding Council Chambers at City Hall. They need your support for the veterans in the community when they go before the council as a request the dedication of city real property consisting of a 15-acre parcel located at the entrance of the Redding Municipal Airport. So this is the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. Rob Burrows has been working. This is his kind of, if you will, calling, tenaciously working for years now, gathering memorabilia and artifacts of things that have been worn from World War II, World War I. It's beautiful what they have, and they need a place that is. I mean, the plans and everything are ready, but that we just need to move forward on that.
And it's not a city thing where we're going to get taxed for it. What we get is the beauty of a Veterans Heritage Museum. Right now, the city of Shasta Lake is giving them some property, so they can put in a number of the exhibits, so people can see what they're going to be, why they need to grow. So that's going to be great. Now there's also a Boondockers ball on the 27th,
and we're going to be giving two tickets away for that ball.
But not today.
No, not today, but we will.
But we will be. And we'll be pushing that one. You're going to be hearing a lot about it. That's a way, it's a fundraiser. It's going to have a straight-ahead big band. It's going to be costumes. There's going to be prizes. It's going to be silent auction. It's going to be great. And it's a way to raise money for the museum.
Fabulous event. You know, somebody dropped us off. I'm not sure it was. It's John Petrie's collection of Winston Churchill quotes. Who?
Hank dropped it off.
Yeah. Okay, there's something I want to just, it's one little line here that goes along with what we're talking about. Sir Winston Churchill had said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." And I think that's so true. As we leave this world, it's not about how much money you made, if you won the lottery, if you made great investments in real estate, if you got that Oscar, if, you know, voted man of the year, or you know, you reached the top of the chain and whatever department that you're working for. It really is truly about what you give in life. I think that your legacy is what you've done with your life. And what you've done with your life is getting up in the morning and taking action, making movement of things, giving of yourself. Helping the community, helping inspire. That goes along with the ROTC.
Absolutely.
Our Future Leaders of America.
Absolutely.
And it goes along with just helping your neighbor put their garbage out in the morning if they can't, if they've just had an operation and they can't move. Again, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give.
Okay, now you want to hear in the last couple of minutes here a couple of strange snippets of news that's happened lately. A woman
hit me
was arrested for assault. Well, it was a misdemeanor charge of assault when they pulled her in for public intoxication, but then she assaulted the jailer when she was changing clothes. She assaulted the jailer by squirting breast milk on her. I'm not exactly sure what kind of assault that was. But she was then, the public intoxication, which was a minor charge, became a battery charge when she squirted the breast milk into the face of the female deputy. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but, you know.
I'm not sure I want that visual, Carl.
Okay, how about this? The Hurt Lock. The Hurt Locker that won 6 of 9 Oscars. And by the way, in the trades yesterday, they're talking about why Avatar didn't win. And they think that a lot of it, because most of the people in, you know, that vote for in the SAG, I guess that's called SAG, are actors. They're not the technicians. Most of them are actors. And they said that.
No, it's the Academy.
Okay, the Academy. What?
There's separate awards for the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay. But the 6,000 members are mainly actors. And what they're saying is that to give the best picture, you know, the acting, the and a number of these others, best director, to essentially a computer generated film, did not strike them right. They're thinking that backlash, plus the fact that, of course, that they, you know, it was the largest grossing movie in the history of filmmaking, but that they didn't feel like there was the real acting there. It was predominantly science fiction. And this has happened before. I mean, Star Wars, highest grossing film, didn't win. The only one that has been kind of like this, where there was a lot of special effects, was Lord of the Rings, and it was like the third time around for it. So even though the film was, quote, spectacular, it didn't strike the chords of the
Tell you what I'm going to do, because the Screen Actors Guild is something separate, but the Academy is made up of not just actors and actresses. It's made up of everybody in the directors, cinematographers. It's the large body of what takes to make a film. Now, my agent, who I had for, I could pick up the phone and call her now, for 30 years, votes for the Academy. So this time of year, and her husband was a director for Disney. So she's been voting inside the body of the Academy, and we didn't talk this year, but you know, last year and the year before that, she's, you've got to see this film, you've got to see this film. In fact, I've gone with her in screenings, because what they do is they see 3 and 4 films a day. I'm not kidding you. They go to the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, all these places in Los Angeles have these fabulous screening rooms, and they see, we've seen foreign films, we've seen, you know, just a number of films that are, that as they go to vote. So I'm going to give her a call, and I'm going to find out from the inside what her particular feeling is of why Avatar didn't make it.
I just gave you inside. You, of course, that was my inside.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
We're going to take a break here. It's going to be Fox News here at the Hard Break, top of the hour at 8 o'clock. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is clearly News Talk.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A scare at a school in Michigan. An SUV drives right into it, injuring students. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live with more.
Dave, an employee of a Montessori school in Franklin, Michigan, outside of Detroit, backed into a large window of the school. Students were inside that building, and village administrator John Stoppel says at least four have been taken to the hospital.
They were mostly bumps, bruises, abrasions, cuts, and potentially always broken bones, so I'm sure they're being evaluated for that as well.
Stoppel says it appears to be an accident. Franklin is about 15 miles northwest of Detroit. Dave?
Jennifer, a shooting early this morning at Ohio State University has left one dead and two wounded, including the gunman. All three are
university employees. Repeat, university employees. None of these are students.
So Ohio State Police Chief Paul Denton says classes are being held like normal at the Columbus campus. Another deadly shooting this morning at a home in Jackson, Michigan. The one killed, a police officer. A second cop is wounded. A local undersheriff says the two entered a house and the homeowner opened fire. He was also killed in the shootout. Americans still out of work after exhausting all their unemployment could get even more benefits in a bill that could move forward at the Senate today. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the Capitol.
The roughly $140 billion bill does a number of things, including extending long-term unemployment benefits and health insurance subsidies for those out of work. It also restores almost 60 tax breaks that expired last year, and it prevents doctors from taking a cut under Medicare for a while. The measures are largely uncontroversial, aside from the fact that most are not paid for. It's not clear, though, that Republicans are ready to move the bill, and a preliminary vote later today will need at least one Republican to begin winding down the debate. Dave?
Mike, they've walked down the aisle. Gay couples tie the knot in Washington's first same-sex weddings.
Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder.
D.C. joins five states where gay marriage is now legal. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Can you judge a wine by its price? Restaurant critic Robin Goldstein wanted to find out. He toured the country holding blind taste tests. He used a variety of wines. Among both experts and laypeople, he soon saw that all bets were off. The so-called experts often could not tell between an inexpensive, no-name wine and a prestigious bottle with price tag to match. Champagne, same story. And the story's outcome is this: price is no indicator of true value. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Never be overly impressed by price. It's been said that some people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. Our quest is for true value in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Defense Secretary is in Afghanistan, praising U.S. troops on the very front lines.
Secretary Gates praised the efforts of the 800 soldiers from the Army's Mobile Striker Brigade, but also warned they will soon be at the tip of the spear as U.S. and Afghan forces push into Kandahar City later this summer. Gates also presented Silver Stars for Valor to two Army aviators.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul. In Amsterdam, security is being tightened at the airport from where the Christmas flight to Detroit took off before a passenger tried to blow it up.
Dutch security officials tightening scrutiny at airside liquor stores after journalists showed they could smuggle tampered liquor bottles into a store, purchase them, and carry them with no further checks onto aircraft bound for Washington, D.C. This despite Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport saying it tightened security for U.S. bound flights after the Christmas Day would-be bomber boarded his plane there. But security officials apparently acknowledging this new loophole today, ordering stepped-up patrols at liquor stores, with some ceasing to sell liquids altogether. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Toyota is sending a technician to San Diego to investigate its newest runaway car, a Prius, that James Sykes was driving in California yesterday when it sped up to nearly 100 miles an hour.
I just stayed on the brakes as much as I could.
But it wasn't easy to stop the car.
Finally, they started smelling really bad, and I had metal sounds coming in the car.
He had to turn it off. He had help from the California Highway Patrol to stop. Could what you take for pain hurt your ears?
Popping over-the-counter painkillers on a regular basis could be a killer to your hearing down the road. In a new study, researchers found that men younger than 50 years old who took acetaminophen more than 2 times a week had roughly double the risk of hearing loss compared to men who did not take the painkiller. Acetaminophen is the active ingredient in Tylenol. Carly Pouliot, Fox News Radio.
Not much going on Wall Street so far. In early trading this morning, the Dow now up just about 10 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines are 605-4567. We stream at KCNR1460.com. You can write to Linda. There's a lot of ways of getting hold of us here. You can write to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com, as many people have.
Right now, we'd love to be taking your emails right now if you have any questions with our upcoming guests.
But first, it doesn't do us any good if we get them at 9 o'clock.
Right. So do it before 9 o'clock when you're going to meet these two great guests we've got coming up. But first, we do want to take our caller on the line. Good morning, John. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Listen, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was a protest vote against Avatar. I think it was, in fact, that the Hurt Locker was really a great film. It displayed just fantastic reality. The guy, Mark Boll, who wrote it, was a freelance writer who was embedded with one of the bomb squads and in Iraq, knew what he was writing about, and really wrote a reality-based story. There's no fiction in this thing. I think the real story here is that Catherine Bigelow, the director, just made a great film.
Well, there is absolutely no argument with that. And her comment twice about this film and how she was dedicating it to the troops that were out there was just, you know, spectacular, and especially
in
Hollywood.
You know that it's more than just lip service she's paying. She really did make this with that in mind.
Oh, absolutely, and I didn't mean to take anything away from that movie. It was just that when people were saying it had such, you know, Avatar had such a huge build up to it, and so many, you know, and it made so much money. So the bottom line was is that, you know, when you saw when the first one for like the screenplay was given to the Hurt Locker, then you kind of knew that things were going to happen.
I saw the thing really was, I really enjoyed Avatar, by the way. I think it was a fabulous movie also. But it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
And
I think people are still having a problem with people and blue people working on green sets.
The Hurt Locker is a dose of reality for anybody who hasn't seen it. They should. But be prepared. You're going to go away thinking about it and be on edge for a while after you see it.
Well, they have a scene where the one of them is out there and he's in the middle of five 250-pound bombs. They just kind of, the wind blows, and he's looking at all of them, and he's standing in the middle of them. Well, that's happened before.
Well, you know, I think the story that came across so strongly was that every situation that you're in when you're there, and you know this better than anybody, every individual you see on the street, everybody you see going up and down a flight of stairs, everybody who is looking furtive in any way is so much the potential enemy, and your nerves are set to that level the whole time you're there.
Yeah. Well,
you can't relax.
That's true.
And fight with each other.
Well, you know, everybody's in it together. Hey, John, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Have a good day.
All thanks, right.
John.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Norm.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you doing this morning?
We're great. Thank you.
I just want to remind everybody that the MIAP and the Patriot Guard's having a service tomorrow at the Igo Cemetery, and it's 11 o'clock.
And that's where we inter. How many? Do you know how many?
Many's going to be there tomorrow. Last time there was 11, I imagine it'll probably be about the same this time.
Okay. No,
I tried to find out, but I wasn't going to find out till this afternoon, and we have to be out there early tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
Okay, this is for people. This is for the veterans, our fallen heroes, our veterans who have never been claimed. And
that's right. That's people that are picked up around the country in different mortuaries and brought here to be interred.
And tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Tomorrow
they're
at 11
be up
o'clock,
at IGO
the services
to do that.
Take place.
It's done respectfully and with much honor to our
fallen.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
I'm sure that once anybody goes out there and goes one time, they'll be there for everyone from then on.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you so much for your phone call.
You betcha.
Thank
Have
you.
A good one.
You bet. Bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we finish with that, we're going to get back to our young entrepreneurs.
Missy Patton and Jason Blake. We already have emails coming in.
Okay.
Questions for our guests, our upcoming and right in the thick of it entrepreneurial business owners here in Reading.
And also, we have won awards from the Chamber of Commerce for their actions.
So exciting.
Join us after these messages.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Discover the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the Grand Jury Open House Thursday evening, March 25th at 5:30 in the Turtle Bay Museum. If you're interested in government accountability, if you can serve about 15 hours a week and have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interested people, mark your calendar for 5:30 p.m. March 25th at Turtle Bay. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're getting a number of emails coming rolling in here.
That's good. Shower music.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium in the state. Joe and Shelley know how to run a business that is friendly to its customers and does the best for their customers. You go in there, you have Espresso Joe's, get any type of coffee you want at a great price. Then you go next door into the area where you can use your computer with the Wi-Fi, drink your coffee, have a meeting there with your friends. It's great. Tobacco and Brew, so much more than just a tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest today, Missy Patton and Jason Blake. Missy, we're going to start with you. I know you were pointing at Jason, but no, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the ambassador for the Reading Chamber. I'm one of them. There's about 10 of us, and I run a glass shop called Platinum Auto Glass.
Platinum Auto Glass.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you do there at Platinum Auto Glass?
I work with about 6 men, and I have a young lady who works for us now, and we repair and replace windshields, and we're also a mobile service, and we service all of Northern California.
Okay. Now, you were just recently selected by the Chamber of Commerce as the Ambassador of the Year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, how did you get into that?
I mainly wanted to be involved with the Chamber because I truly believe in it, and I think that everyone who is a member of the Chamber should know what their benefits are and how much the networking can be a benefit to you, and I think a lot of people don't take advantage of that. So my goal, since I really like Chamber and being consistent by showing up to the events and greeters, is to help everybody get involved and hopefully see the benefits out of it and be able to network with everyone, because people who are in there are keeping the business local.
And keeping the business local is very important.
How long have you been doing the glass shop?
5 years as of August. I've had Platinum Auto Glass.
Is it something that someone in your family did? How did you come about doing that?
I previously worked at a glass shop that was no longer in business.
So you have that expertise to bring to this shop?
Yes.
Platinum. It's called Platinum Auto Shop.
Platinum Auto Glass.
Platinum Auto Glass. Excuse me. Platinum Auto Glass. So at that point, you know, how did you get so turned on by the Chamber of Commerce?
I used to go for the other glass shop I was in, and I was also in the Chamber of Anderson, but I really liked the Reading one as well, just as much as that one. But it was that they're in Reading, so that's. I basically just wanted to be involved, and plus there's so many people that go that are good at what they do. They know what they're talking about. Their business goals, and even people who are a little bit older than me, they have a lot of knowledge that I wanted to absorb, basically.
Okay, so now are you running Platinum Glass?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm
19. Are you under
30? No, I'll tell you why.
I'm 28.
Okay, no, really, I'm serious. I feel I don't want to put anybody on the spot regarding that, but yesterday we had somebody email saying, what are the ages of the guests? And I would have asked them on the air, because this is about the young entrepreneurs that are working in this town, and we want people to hear that there's people who have chosen to stay here, develop a business, run a business, and we want to put a face and a name for our listeners about the excitement, and that there is this hope, this great energy, and you're one of them. So I know age doesn't really make a difference, but it does kind of go into the young entrepreneurial, you know. So,
so
this is great.
Under 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm 28. It's fine.
Right. Yeah.
16 sounded good.
Well, I think, you know, you could almost pass here too.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Okay.
Well,
all
great.
Right. Let's go to Jason.
Jason Blake.
Good morning.
Now, who are you, Jason, and what do you do?
My name is Jason Blake. I am the Director of Sales and Marketing for Signorama, and Signorama is the largest full-service sign company north of Sacramento. We service areas all throughout the U.S. We've done a lot of business back in Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, areas like that. And we're basically here to keep our business local and to bring business to the community.
Okay. And now the Chamber of Commerce just awarded you, or honored you, I guess it should be honored you with the Volunteer of the Year?
Yes, they did.
Now, how did you become the Volunteer of the Year?
It's actually pretty interesting. That's a good question. Just kind of like Missy here to my right, I highly believe in the Chamber. And a long, long time ago, I had a older gentleman that I was working with tell me, I got this group thing that you need to go to, and it's a good thing for you, and you just need to check it out. And so I went, and I kind of came back, and I was like, I don't understand. I don't get it. I didn't really do anything there. And he's like, no, just keep going. And so I kept going, and throughout the years, I started getting more and more involved and seeing all the potential in it. And so I decided that I want to be a bigger part of their role, and I know that they're highly volunteer-based, and they rely on people's time and their donation of time to really make what they have great. And kind of like Missy said, seeing the potential of the people in the group and the stuff that not a lot of people were getting, I wanted to make that bigger change with the Chamber of Commerce. So I started volunteering for things that I could. And they ended up asking me to be the chairperson for the Fall Business to Business Expo. And they were looking for somebody that could kind of put it together and do something a little bit different. So I donated quite a bit of my time to it, had a blast, and it was a great experience. And in turn, at the end of the year, they thanked me for all the time that I spent on it. And so it's kind of hard to accept an award for something that you volunteered for in the first place, though.
And something that you believed in.
Exactly, because it was all based on something that I had a passion for and something that I enjoyed doing. Because, you know, seeing people happy to be at an expo, and especially when at that time, you know, things weren't so great, and to hear positive feedback and to hear people excited about what they found out during the day just gives you the drive to keep going. And so it was a good experience overall.
Well, what we find is there's a passion for what you do that, the hours fall into it, they fall away. And all of a sudden you find yourself there 12, 15 hours and going, oh, my gosh. And there's so much more to do, but because your passion is there, then you continue doing that.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your job, what you do when you go to work. And we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go to Jason Blake and ask about, you know, what kind of outreach does the Signorama do, and how? And also, we'll go back to the Chamber of Commerce. You guys are walking billboards for the Chamber of Commerce. Well, we would find out more about the passion behind that when we come back. This is Carla Lindebot. This is Clearly News Talk Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sheriff Basanko of the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County. For the past 4 years, the Youth Violence Prevention Council has directed Youth Peer Court. This voluntary program offers young offenders the chance to make up for their mistakes and get a fresh start. This is a real court of youth attorneys and juries presided over by a sitting judge. This program also offers great experience for students interested in a career in the legal field. For more information, visit us on the web at yvpc.org. Youth Violence Prevention Council. Promoting a safe and healthy community.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything until I heard about pre-planning your own final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guests are Missy Patton and Jason Blake, both honorees of the Chamber of Commerce this year. Missy for the Ambassador of the Year for the City Council, and Blake for the Volunteer of the Year. But we're going to ask a couple questions, that have come in via the Internet after we do the weather here.
Chance of showers today. Ooh, chance of showers today, high of 55, 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m., patchy frost before 8 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 55. Tonight, showers, likely mainly after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low of around 36, with a south wind between 3 and 6 miles per hour. So, weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Let's go back to Jason Blake. Before we took a break, we were talking about how cool it was to be awarded Volunteer of the Year. And the two of you, Missy and Jason, you're so walking billboards for the Chamber of Commerce. How did you get involved? What made you, now that you're in the inside of it and have these awards, got these awards, what inspires you, and what do you say about the Chamber of Commerce on the street?
I highly recommend it. I think it's one of the greatest things that we've been involved in as a company, just because it's more than volunteering. It's more than just talking to people. You're building relationships with people. And what it allows for the business that I'm in is it allows people to understand who I am and what I can do and what Signorama can do for their business. And so when they know your capabilities and they know you as a person and know how you're going to perform, It's like doing business with friends. And so they're better off to recommend you to somebody because they know that you'll take care of them. They know your capabilities more so than anybody else because they see you on a weekly basis and they hear about what's going on in your company. And it's a tightly woven network of individuals, and it's a really strong group of referral-based business. And that's where a lot of our business comes from, is people saying, oh, I've seen you from the Chamber, or I was referred to you by somebody at the Chamber. And it's one of the best things that you could probably do. I'm sure Missy would probably agree with me.
We've got let's go to the phones here. Nancy, good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott and Bob Balanzi.
Hi.
I was just calling and I was telling Bob Balanzi that I just love the bumper music. It is so cool. I love it. He knows his music. And it just really fits you guys' personality, too. I just wanted to let you know I've been listening to 1460 since you came on the air a couple months ago. And great job getting the word out there in the community, adding a little artsy stuff to it, the community calendar. The whole thing is just fantastic. Where have you guys been?
I don't know, but thanks for making our day. You know what? This call. I mean, we have to tell you guys, this is not a plant. We didn't tell Nancy, our friend down the street, call and say that we're doing a good job. It was, thank you so much. That just pumped us up.
Well, thank you, and have a great day, and support our soldiers, and let's get out there for Rob Burrows and that. My son's in the military too, and let's just be respectful of each other. And bravo to our chamber young folks who are out there as our ambassadors. I mean, this is what community is all about, and I love it. And thank you, everybody, and bless you.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
All right, great day. Oh,
bye.
Man.
That's
somebody spread a little sunshine, some kisses, and all that good stuff to start the day.
We've had a lot of that lately. Now, okay, we've only got a couple minutes. So, we talked about, what Jason said is how the Chamber of Commerce is a network, a giant networking area. And I know that there's many young and many smaller networking organizations that are working too. Plus, you have the Rotaries, and I'm sure that there's people that belong to the Chamber also belong to Rotary Clubs. And Reading, even though we're approaching 100,000 people, is still that small town mentality. And that word of mouth really, really counts. Do you find that, Missy?
Oh, definitely. That's a lot of my referrals are word of mouth based. So definitely.
Yeah. So if you, it's funny because, from what I understand, from what I've heard, is that if you mention something, say you've had an experience with a business and you talk to somebody you trust, because one of the things we do here while we cheer on our small businesses, and we spotlight small businesses, and we push, you know, the idea of small businesses here. If we have a bad experience, we will never mention that business on the air, because it could be as like they may have been having a bad day. I mean, I've had bad days before. It's hard to believe, but maybe they had a bad day. And so, why do you want to say don't go to business X because they're idiots? But all the businesses, most every business we have worked with, has been a very positive experience for us. We've got a minute left. We want to talk about when we come back is the some questions on Stillwater that have come in from our listeners who have emailed us, and we want to talk about King and Queen. If you were King and Queen, in other words, El Supreme, El Supremo, El Jefe, for a week, what would you change about Reading when we talk about business? And what would you do to bring in more business in our next segment? So we're going to get into that, what your ideas are. We know who you are. We know that you are accomplished. We know that you're heroes here. So now we want to know what your ideas are for our future. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. An SUV smashes into a school in Michigan.
It crashed through the glass of a classroom that I believe to be for the pre-K or early age children.
John Stopples is village administrator of Franklin, Michigan. That's 15 miles outside Detroit.
There were 14 injuries that I've heard reported, none of which were serious, life-threatening, or critical. They were mostly bumps, bruises, abrasions, cuts, and potentially broken bones.
Four kids are in the hospital. The driver, a school employee trying to park, apparently hit the gas instead of the brake, drove through a glass wall into a room where the kids were studying. Power's out in a lot of Hammond, Oklahoma after a tornado touched down.
It hit the house!
And some amateur storm chasers there. The twister took the roofs off some houses, destroying five others and a barn altogether. No injuries reported. About 800 homes and businesses lost power. The town's in the western part of the state. Fox News, we report. You decide.
He is speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers a dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The founding fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or a church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the White Pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Nancy was right, Bob. You are on fire with your bump music today. So you are the bump music
maestro.
There you go.
Hey, are those meds worn off, huh, Bob?
Okay. He's still in his rave.
Yeah, usually he opens up with, you know, Alvin and the Chipmunks, but he's great today.
Hey, with us this morning, we have 2009 Ambassador of the Year. The honor went to Missy Patton, who's the owner of Platinum Auto Glass. And Jason Blake, who's the director of sales and marketing at Signorama in Reading. He was named Volunteer of the Year. This week, we're talking about our young entrepreneurs. Missy's 28 and Jason is 25. And the reason that we're telling you their ages is because we just want you, our listeners, to know that this is a beautiful example of our young, energetic, entrepreneurial spirit folks here in Reading that are in the community that are very involved with the Chamber of Commerce involved. Can you imagine Volunteer of the Year, how much work that means to get volunteer, to be appointed Volunteer of the Year, Ambassador of the Year. We thank you for coming in and being part of, you know, just the inspiration of, it's not always what people say, it's the old guard, it's the old school, you know, Reading's crusty, Reading's going to hell in a handbasket. You hear people that are negative, and this is an example of, we wanted to bring you guys in, of great energy that's moving forward here with a positive message.
You're just not a couple of pretty faces like Linda and I.
So, Missy, if you, Carl had said, if you're a queen of the week and you could do anything to bestow your greatness on Reading, what would that be?
I try to increase the positive energy. I think people think negative a lot around Reading, and not around Reading. I think in general they're very negative. And if they just thought positively and turned their negative thoughts into a positive one, it would definitely help, even in a not so great situation. And I also think I'd go and talk to people about appreciating their employees. I think the thing, instead of downsizing, would have been to look at the heart of your company, which is your employees, and how you can keep them and what you can do to keep them going, to keep your company big, to focus on them, because that's what makes your company what it is. That's basically something that really bothers me right
well,
now.
You are who your people are.
Yeah, I you mean, definitely really. Are. So,
Jason.
If I had a 1 week, which is a really short time.
But I think absolute power for a week is good.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I can just deploy everybody everywhere.
There you go.
I think I would focus on bringing people up to speed on how they could help market their businesses. Because one thing I see a lot is people have great services. They have great things going. But kind of as Linda said, they're kind of burned out, and they've been doing it for so long. They kind of have a stagnant approach or are just so used to doing things a certain way. If I could help businesses grow by bringing them outside of the box and make it a little bit more feasible for businesses to start in the community, we might have more people move into the community. Because I know, you know, in the sign industry, there's a lot of permits that you have to go through. There's a lot of processes and stuff like that. And I know that process prevents a lot of businesses from starting because people don't want the headache, and it seems like a great challenge. And so, you know, I think coupled with more positive energy and making it easier to walk people through and letting them know that we want them here.
So ease the process of getting a business started or expanding a business.
Absolutely. I mean, they have to regulate everything.
Do you have a specific example on this, or just this is something you've seen and you just know that this is happening?
Well, I can't say that I'm actually educated enough to give out a solution on it, but I think that if there was ways to manipulate the government funding to where there might be business startup packages for people somehow, that would be a great way of doing it.
But tax breaks, maybe rent breaks, lease breaks, fee breaks,
or even
for that first year to get people started.
Maybe even a bonus program for landlords to actually give out a rental break for the first 6 months of the business.
And that'd be a tax break for them.
Exactly.
I think it's a great idea. What about going to some place like Chico, to the university there, and saying, and putting a huge, have the ambassadors go out there and say, we want you to come to Reading and start your businesses, and we're going to give you storefronts at zero for the first year. We're not going to charge you. We're going to charge you half of fees that you can pay the next year to help them get started. So we're looking for people of your age group and a little bit younger that maybe have those great ideas and launch them from here.
Yeah, I think Chico and even farther south. One thing that I've noticed, you know, because Las Vegas is huge in the sign industry, and so we go to Las Vegas a lot for sign expos. And there's a lot of great innovative ideas that work there, but just haven't made it to Reading yet. And the same thing goes for in the Bay Area. There's a lot of new stuff down there that just has not made it up here yet. And it's because there's a lot of people that haven't seen the potential of what the North State has to offer. And it does take a little while to catch on, but once you're up in the North State, you really see the family aspect of that network that I was talking about with the Chamber of what business can be like if you really settle your roots here. But people in the North State need to know that you're here to stay and that you support the community and that you're not just in to make a quick buck and then leave.
Okay.
We have a question that's been emailed. The question is, what do you think of the city's primary industrial policy, the $70 million plus Stillwater Business Park, and is it the right approach for Reading? What do you think you can do or the city can do to help small entrepreneurs? That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. That's a good question, too. I think just like everything else, it has great potential, but I think it also boils down to timing. I think that the Stillwater project has absolutely great potential, but I think it's too early for the spot that it's in. It's too far out, and if they can hold on to it, I think they should. Because in 10 to 15 years, that's going to be a great spot, and it will flourish, but it's going to take some time.
What do you think about giving away property out there or a very, very, very low lease if you get people to put a building on it?
I think they got quite a challenge. it's so far out there. You know, we're not L.A. to where you have to commute 2 hours to work every day, and you're still in the city. So there's it's a lot of space out there. But for businesses to go out there, you know, it's kind of almost like putting them out in the middle of the woods with no
tough
power.
Right now. Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guests are Missy Patton and Jason Blake, who are really ambassadors from the ambassadors and the chief volunteer for the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading. Join us after these messages.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
The The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival is expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it!
Tobacco & Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco & Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob, stay off the meds. We like it. Phone lines here at 505-605-4567. Our guests are Missy Patton and Jason Blake. Both have been honored by the Chamber of Commerce for Volunteer of the Year and Ambassador of the Year for the Chamber of Commerce. All right, a question that's come through here. Oh, we're going to, before the question, we're going to go to Elizabeth. Sorry, Elizabeth.
All right.
I understand that you know where I live, so I better get on. Better let you on the phone.
I just know where you're at right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure I could get down there quick enough. That's okay. I've been sitting here with my cup of coffee. I'm fine.
All yeah, right. Don't you love the bump music, the bobs? He's on fire today. Everything.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, what's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to call and do a quick update. It's a little off topic with your speakers, but congratulations to them. I used to be a volunteer with the Chamber, so it's a great thing to do. But I'm calling to sort of update everybody on some new locations and speakers with the Tea Party. We currently have been meeting at the Holiday Inn on Monday nights, and we did outgrow that space, and we did manage to secure a new location that allows us to have additional room for all of our action groups. So we're pretty excited about that, and I just wanted to let the listeners know that we will now be meeting at the Bonneview Baptist / New Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonneview, just right around the corner from 273. It's actually across the street from the Wind River Mini Market gas station.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of nice because we've got a capacity of 450 now, and we have so many breakout groups like local politics. We've got a voter registration group, Second Amendment, survival and preparedness, and so we now have actual individual classrooms that we can meet in.
Well, great.
So we're excited about that.
And those are every Monday night, right?
Every Monday night. And then real quickly, because I know that you still have to get back to your speakers, tonight in Tehama County, for those Tea Party patriots that want to attend that meeting, it is at the Trinity Baptist Church off of Pascenta Road. And tonight we actually have Ken Miller and a representative from Meg Whitman's office that will both be speaking. Both are running for governor. So for those that want the opportunity to hear both of them speak and find out what they believe in and what their values are, that's a great opportunity.
Tonight, and that is where again?
And that is at the Trinity Baptist Church off of Pascenta Road. And our Tehama County Tea Patriots usually get about 125 people on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
And then our Fall River Tea Party Patriot group, which actually meets at the Veterans Hall on 299 in MacArthur. They'll have Sheriff Fisenko and D.A. Jerry Benito speaking tonight.
Oh, it's just a busy night for the tea parties.
It is. It is. We like to make these opportunities available to everyone so they have a chance to get to know their officials and ask all the questions.
Which is what we do, of course, you know, here on the radio station, then again down there at Tobacco and Brew, when people can look them in the eye and ask those questions. And that's the way it's got to be.
The tide's turning. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Back to Missy and Blake, or Jason. The last question was what we can do to make business, more friendly here. I think it came through on the computer for
us. We had a listener that emailed, and again, Linda@KCNR1460.com. We've got about 10 minutes left, but an email came in regarding marketing. I'd like to know how your guests think about the Shasta, Cascade Wonderland, and Redding's Visitor Center, and what can we do to help promote marketing here?
Well, I think it's important to keep it live, of course, first off. We definitely don't want it to disappear. I think that if possible, they should strive or try to look a little bit more for corporate sponsorships within the community. It's kind of like with the Reading Convention Center and how they were opting to possibly close it down. If you can find somebody in the community, whether it's our local Pepsi company or local Coca-Cola company or the McConnell Foundation or somebody that will co-sponsorship and use it for advertising and utilize the space for some of their stuff as well. One thing, we're keeping it local. We're using the local money for it, and it shows community support, which people strive off of.
All the major arenas now, I think almost all the major arenas have got a sponsor.
Yeah.
Or, you look down and Pepsi Cola does this, or Doritos or something sponsors all the all the big stadiums. So to have Pepsi or Coke or another large entity help sponsor is a good idea.
Yeah, and it still could be Redding's Coca Cola Convention Center or Redding's Pepsi Convention Center.
Yeah.
It would still be Redding's, but we'd have the support of our local corporate sponsor.
We're talking with Jason Blake right now, who's Director of Sales and Marketing for Signorama and was named Volunteer of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce. Did you always volunteer? Did you, when you were in high school and college and your schooling, was it something that you volunteered, or did you just kind of dive in?
No, I kind of just dove in. In high school, I was more about riding bikes and motorcycles than anything else, but I went through a transformation in college. I grew up in Weaverville, which is just an hour west of here, really small town, and then I couldn't wait to get out of there, so I went to college in Tempe, Arizona, which is the exact opposite, just a big city right in the middle of another big city. And what I realized about myself and the communities or how they differed was, the whole big fish in the ocean or a big fish in a small pond type thing. And I really wanted to go somewhere where I could make a difference and go somewhere where my knowledge and passion could be used for something rather than just being in a big city and trying to get to somebody important. I figured coming back to a smaller community and trying to work within it to work our way up to make the whole community better was a really good approach, because when you're looking to start your career, it's one of those things. You want to be able to be well established, you want to be well known, and you want to be known for doing a good job. And in order to do that, you have to go out there and you have to volunteer. And the things that Reading offers as a medium of the small town versus the big city, it's just incredible, because we have big city potential here, but with a small town feel, and we have lakes to the left and right of us, tons of outdoor activities. And so that's what really gave me the passion to build it up, because I like the opportunities that the big cities offer, but I don't necessarily like the big city.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Missy, we're going to finish up with your views and then with Jason's, okay? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. The mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We've had a great show here. Missy Patton and Jason Blake. Missy is the Ambassador of the Year for the Chamber of Commerce for the work she's done, and Jason is the Volunteer of the Year. Now, Missy, just got a couple minutes left. What would you like the people of Reading and the North State to remember about you and what you think the future of Reading is?
I think that as many business owners as there are out there, I think that they should definitely look into getting involved in the Chamber. You can call me at Platinum Auto Glass. I can answer any questions about Chamber you have. But the best part about Chamber is I've gotten to, like Jason said earlier, I got to build a lot of relationships with people that were meaningful, and that it's a great word of mouth. Plus, the events they have going can be educational as well as a benefit just for your business. But the thing about going to the Chamber is you can't just show up once and expect something to happen. It's not what the Chamber did for me. It's what I can do for the Chamber. It's I show up consistently over and over again. You're there, too. I get to know you. I get to promote you to other people when something comes up.
Yeah. So. Now, do you think the future of Reading is bright?
Yes. I do. I think everyone just needs to think positively about it, and it's what you do for the future that's going to make a difference.
Great.
Missy, with your work, I'm going to just interrupt you for a second, sorry, because I want to know with Platinum Glass, you own your business.
Yes.
How many people do you employ?
Right now, 5. It'll be 6 here in about a month because usually it picks up in summertime. But mainly one person is employed, and then I have contractors who actually do my work.
So you send the guys out on the street that do the broken windshields all that stuff. Okay, so 5 people, you have to do all the workman's comp, all of that stuff, what it takes in order to be an owner of business in California.
Yeah, and I actually fix windows myself.
Great.
So you know this product. Great.
Okay, Jason, what do you want people to remember about you and about your future of Reading?
Well, I really want people to understand or when they think about Signorama or think about my role in Signorama, about keeping their business local. To us, it's extremely important that you do business within the community. We've strived to bring equipment and technology into our area, kind of like I was talking about places from the Bay Area coming in that has technology that's not up here yet. Just so we can make the products here and just so the money stays local. And so we support the local community. And like Missy here, we have 7 employees, and that's people that are spending their paychecks here in our community. That's people that are working here, and that's people that are going to stay here because we're providing them with good jobs. And so when you think of sign opportunities and when you hear our name out there, we want you to know that we're supporting everybody locally and that we're doing the best that we can.
Okay, future of Reading?
It's very bright. It's very, very bright. There's a ton of potential. There's a lot of great stuff going on right now, and I'm out there talking to a lot of business owners and sales associates, and everybody's seeing a great rise in it. We may have been in a little slump, but there's just nothing but great things to come for Redding.
It's coming up. All right. Yeah. Well, great show. We're really happy to have you. I mean, two young entrepreneurs, business people that see a bright future here, and that's good, and that's something maybe we should all see. Rest of the week, we're going to also have tomorrow and Thursday. Again, we're going to have more of our entrepreneurs that are coming in with new ideas and such. But also tomorrow morning, Sundial Film Festival people will be coming in here to be talking about how that's going. You know, it's another event that helps build Redding is that starting this weekend.
And that's a phenomenal event.
Yeah, and then Friday we've got a gent by the name of Jim Reed who's going to be the Democratic representative, running for the Democratic candidate for Wally Herger's seat right now. Of course, Wally's in a fight with Pete Stiglitz, so that should be good. This is Carl and Linda Bott right here on Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.